Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 45 through 47 and 50 through 53. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Jesus and the Many Crowns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On September 8th, Queen Elizabeth of England died. After her death, her son Charles became the King of England. However, his coronation as king didn't happen until May 6th, 9 months later. In a coronation ceremony, a crown is placed on the new king's head. Even though Charles became king last September, May 6th was an important day. That day, the world saw the crown placed on his head to show him as king. Jesus was the King of Heaven from eternity. When he became human that first Christmas, he took off his kingly crown and left it in heaven. You could say he stored or set aside the use of his powers as king so he could come do his job as our Savior. Jesus wore two other crowns here on earth. First, he wore the crown of God the Father's approval. The Father said it at Jesus' baptism and at his transfiguration. "This is my Son. In him I am well pleased." Jesus wore the crown of pleasing God. What pleases God? Matthew 5:48 tells us, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Jesus wore the crown of God's approval because he lived perfectly. He wore that crown for you because you didn't earn that crown by living perfectly. Jesus wore a second crown here on earth, the crown of God's fair punishment. It included thorns on his head, and it was part of his suffering when he died on the cross. It was what we deserved because we didn't earn God's approval with our lives. He wore the crown and all the suffering until the all-important words, "It is finished." Fast forward 43 days. Jesus has risen from the dead and spent 40 days teaching and encouraging believers. He is at the top of a mountain. He's going back to heaven to take back his crown as king. It is, in some ways, his coronation day. His disciples watch in joy. They are seeing the coronation of their king. We watch through God's word. Our king is crowned. He has accomplished our salvation by wearing the crowns of God's approval and God's fair punishment for sin. Now he reigns in heaven, where he waits with a crown for each of us. "Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you your victor's crown." We pray to our King. Dear Jesus, you ascended to your rightful place as King of Heaven. I can't wait to someday join you there and have you place a crown of victory on my head. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.